So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
So, John, if you don't mind, I'd kind of like to share a little something personal about Mother's Day with me and invite others who might be in the same situation as me to be able to honor their moms. So my mom died when I was just 22 years old, just turned 22 a month before. And so I've been without her for a good portion of my life. And I've had ups and downs when it comes to Mother's Day. You know, sometimes I'm like feeling super excited and I'll share like pictures of her from our past. And sometimes I'm kind of bummed. And
what was yesterday?
Yesterday was kind of actually it wasn't a bummed. I'm going to be straightforward and honest. Yesterday I was annoyed.
You mean others have a mom and you don't?
Yeah. And it's kind of a selfish feeling. You know, at my age, I should be over that.
I don't think it's selfish at all, Tim. I remember vividly, I mean, I've had not as quite a long time to deal with it as you have. But when my dad died, I was downright angry with people just for living a normal life. Like, don't you know I'm in mourning? Don't you know? How dare you have a normal day at the grocery store? I'm dying inside. Yeah. So I get that totally.
Sure. And I'm long past the anger. But yeah, yesterday I was annoyed. And I had to kind of kick myself because my husband was talking to his mom, Mama Barbara, and I had to leave the room. Oh. And that's not fair, you know? And it's not his fault, and it's not Mama Barbara's fault. It's no one's fault.
It's
just how
fair.
I was feeling.
I wouldn't say it's not fair. I think you should give yourself a break. You were aware enough to say, this is no one's fault. It's just life, and life giving you a big crap hand at times.
Yeah.
And you needed to go and refocus on, to get yourself in a better headspace. That's being fair to you. I think that's fine.
Yeah, my Mother's Day itself was absolutely wonderful. You know, all but one of my kids live in different places. I talk to them all. FaceTime is a lovely thing. I absolutely adore it. And so I was fine with the fact that I wasn't with my kids yesterday. Totally fine about that. I was really kind of just stuck on my mom. And I didn't want to, like, make a big post on Facebook because it was just like, that's not doing anything for me. But there are people right now who are listening who are in the same situation as I am. And maybe I would like to give them a moment to honor their mom who isn't here anymore. You know, just like, okay, we'll start with mine. So my mom's name was Virginia and everybody called her Ginny. And she had the best sense of humor, and she always laughed at the most inappropriate time, which is something I miss so much about her. And she kind of taught me my sense of humor. And I always felt safe and loved with her. She taught me how to read before I went to kindergarten. And I miss the time sitting on the couch with her when she was watching her soap operas or watching her iron my dad's shirts. You know, things like that. Little things like that.
Is your mom the reason that you have to look up everything? Timmy looks up every. She has no answer, which is, by the way, mad respect. Is she the reason why, you think?
No, I think that's more on my stepfather, being a reporter. You know, get down to the what's the real truth, you know? So I can blame him for that. But, and so I just kind of want to honor her for a moment. And Virginia, you are an absolutely lovely mother, and I miss you very much. And if you're in that situation, we'd like to give you a moment and tell us your mom's name and give us a couple sentences about her to honor her.
It's a beautiful idea. 833-287-1037. And I think it's so kind of you, Tammy, and relatable. Yesterday, I think I had 7 or 8 people on my Facebook feed who I didn't know lost their mother this year post about how difficult this Mother's Day was because it was their first time without their mom. And it's really hard. It never gets easier. It just gets doable, I guess.
Yeah. And if you're okay with it, you know, and you feel strong enough to just call and give us a couple quick moments about your mom.
We would love to honor her.
Absolutely.
833-287-1037. It's a nice idea. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money.
Does it get any easier than that?
Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
A lot of times we like to do something that we call Mother's Day do-overs the day after Mother's Day when moms have, let's be honest, kind of a crappy Mother's Day. But I love where Tammy was going this morning. Tammy, I don't want to take your story away from you, but you had a rough day yesterday.
Yeah, and it was, I go through all different kinds of emotions because I lost my mom when I was only 22. And I thought it would be nice if you're in the same situation where your mother's no longer here for you to give us your mom's name and share a little something about her so we can honor her.
Hi, Margo.
Good morning, all. I'm so sorry about your mom, Tammy. I know how hard it is. My mom's been gone for 25 years.
Margo, what was your mother's name?
Isabel.
And tell me something lovely about Isabel.
She's a wonderful mother. She's so intelligent, so smart. And she knew songs, and she knew how to play them, and she knew how to play instruments, and she just was a lot of fun all the time.
Oh, that's lovely.
And we had 9 kids in the family.
Wow, so she's a busy mom.
She's a very busy mom. I'm busy grandmother. Great-grandmother.
Well, all right, Margo, hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day, too.
I had a good one. I took my husband to the hospital last night. It's always about him. He'll be okay.
All right, Margo. That was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet. God bless you all.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Cassandra in Escondido, what was your mom's name and what would you like to say about her?
My mom's name was Diane. She was a nurse, so you know she had a heart of gold. I miss her laughter. I miss her silliness. I miss her being able to watch my son and my son being able to grow and bond with her. He misses her terribly.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your mom with us today.
Thank you for letting me have the opportunity to share her.
Cassandra, I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day.
I did not. I spent the day in the ER with my dog.
Oh, no. Oh, man.
Well, yeah. You need a do-over.
I do.
Okay. Let's work on that, Tim.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Katie and El Cajon, you want to share your mom's name and what you miss?
My mom's name was Barbara, and she passed away in 2007. And I miss everything about her. But as I get older, I realize how much I'm like her. And I now have a 13-year-old daughter that my mom never got to meet. And I see so much of my mom in my daughter. And so I miss her every single day. And I know she'd be so proud of her.
She would. Can I ask you a question? Sometimes when your 13-year-old is kind of giving you the razz, do you actually say, I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, because they say that you get it tenfold of what you gave your parents. And I was terrible in my late teens, and she's starting now, and she acts just like me.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, I'm so in for it. Mom, you're laughing.
I know.
Yeah.
I've said the exact same thing. Mom, I bet you are laughing your butt off.
Right.
I'm so sorry.
I hope you had a wonderful Mother's Day.
I did. I live up in Crest as well, so I spent a lot of time at the park in front of my house with my dog playing Frisbee yesterday.
Oh, nice.
A little bit
cooler yesterday than Saturday. Holy Lord.
Oh, yeah. Saturday was bad.
Well, thank you for sharing your mom with us today. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Isn't that lovely? Don't cry. It's all good.
I'm not crying. I just think it's beautiful. And just leave me alone. I'm not crying.
You were crying. It's okay.
It's a wonderful idea. Thank you for allowing people to do that and for sharing what you went through too, Tam.
Yeah.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I loved earlier this morning, Tammy, how you were asking people with similar stories to yours. Maybe not the best Mother's Day yesterday because you miss your mom so much.
Yeah, I lost my mom when I had just turned 22, and there's a lot of people like me who don't have their moms anymore.
833-287-1037. Still some time to share something about your mom that you miss so much.
Erica in Talmadge, did you want to share about your mom who's no longer here?
Yes, I did. Her name's Linda.
Tell us about Linda.
Okay, so she passed away in 2009, also before my daughter was born. And she was just, she loved life. She taught me my love of music. And I tried to share her with my daughter. And I just wanted to share one thing about Mother's Day. Every year we go to Coronado Beach and write names in the sands of all our moms that have passed and put flowers there. And it's really beautiful. And I've come to enjoy that. At first I didn't. But it's really healing. And I love doing that.
You know what? I'm going to do that next Mother's Day.
Okay. It's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah. Good thank for you for that suggestion. That's absolutely lovely. And thank you for sharing your mom with us.
Thank you.
Hope you had a great Mother's Day.
I did. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Susan and Mira Mesa, go ahead and share your mom with us.
Okay. My mom passed away in 2017. And towards the end, she was on hospice, and she told her caregivers, and then she told me and she told my son that she was going to come back, and she told each of us a different thing. One was a hummingbird, one was a dragonfly, and one was a butterfly.
Okay.
So every time I see any of those three things, obviously, I love them.
Sure.
Well, this morning, I listened to your show, and you're telling us to call in and not our moms, and I thought, oh, that's sweet. But I'm driving to work. I didn't have the phone number. And I thought, okay, I need to be safe. Well, I'm stopped at a stoplight. And here's this hummingbird eating the flowers next to me. And all of a sudden, it comes and it, like, flutters in front of my window and then goes back to eating the flowers.
Oh.
I'm like, okay, Mom. Okay.
Oh, that's so,
so
lovely.
I had to call and share that. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
What was your mom's name?
My mom's name was Betty. She was the cutest little white-haired lady, and as she got older, she just said whatever came to her mind, whether it was inappropriate or not. A lot of times people would look at her and go, oh dear, this little lady has got a mouth, which was never her. Ever.
That's so great. Oh, Betty, thank you. Thank you for letting your daughter know, hey, go ahead, give them a call.
Yeah,
I want to say hi, too.
Okay, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you.
Oh,
appreciate you,
thank
too.
Thank you.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
You know, my girlfriend Sam's grandmother passed away about a year ago, mm-hmm. and her father was very close to her, his mother, and he also believes that his mother is a hummingbird.
Mm-hmm.
And there's hummingbirds all over the place now.
Yes.
It's very weird how all of a sudden signs that you didn't know were signs are all of a sudden very blatant signs.
Yeah.
If you believe that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's lovely.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.